So I'm happy to be here today. I was thinking while it's, the weekend of St. Patrick's Day, maybe I should speak about something surrounding St. Patty's Day. Maybe I should, teach some dance moves to you. And then I thought, what I really want to speak about is my recent journey to the Big Island of Hawaii. And some of the spiritual lessons I learned there, but also have been continuing to look at once I came back to the mainland and thinking about once I came back here. I know some of you here said, please take me in your suitcase. And I couldn't do that, but I'm going to take you there today a little bit. And I figured I had to get in the mood, so I had to wear something that at least, was colorful, the flowers of Hawaii and some necklaces that were gifted to me while I was there. And, so I'm going to bring you some of that warm, beautiful, fragrant breeze that is Hawaii today. And so my talk today is the way of aloha. And, basically, we know that aloha is used to say hello, to welcome us. It's also used to say goodbye. And we were greeted, our very first experience of aloha when we got to the Big Island, we were meeting a friend, and he met us at the airport. And he's standing there with his hands like this, and on each hand there was a lei for each of us. And, he said, you have to have that experience if you're going to come to Hawaii. And so, he put it over each of us and kissed both of our cheeks as he did so and said aloha. And so that was very, we would have loved just seeing him, but the fact that he was there offering these beautiful gifts and showing us his heart, it was just a beautiful experience for us. So that was our first experience with aloha as we arrived. But as we continued to be there, we realized that aloha means a lot more than just welcome and goodbye. So I want to share with you some of the things I learned about aloha, reading about it, talking to people on the island about it, and through actual experience. And so first of all, I just want to share with you a few of the meanings and maybe give you a few examples of some of them. So some of the meanings that people talk to me about or that I saw was that it means love, peace, and compassion. It's not when you're saying aloha to somebody, you're projecting that to them. It's not just hi and goodbye. It's projecting that love, that peace, and that compassion. It's sending and receiving positive energy. And so people there don't say aloha lightly if you talk to native people, because if they can't say it with a positive intention, they don't say it at all. And so it's a matter of they're projecting that positive energy to you. And it's about living in harmony, a way of living and treating one another with love and respect. And one of the ways I saw that a lot in Hawaii on the Big Island was the driving. And I don't know, how many people have been to Hawaii here? Okay, there's a few. So, we'll see if you had the same experience. But I was amazed when we were driving around about how polite drivers were, at least on the Big Island where we were, and that even there were even road signs that said, drive with aloha. So drive with compassion. Drive with a peaceful spirit. And you would, I saw it all the time. People would, there'd be like a long line because there was construction ahead and people were trying to get off onto the road from side roads. And it was just like this dance where A car would go forward, they'd let one in. The next one would go forward, they'd let the next one in. And it was just this beautiful dance of allowing that flow. And I saw another day, I saw an experience where there was a driver that wasn't very nice, who cut off a person. And instead of that person like laying on the horn or maybe doing something worse, I just saw them smile. And I just saw them just kind of, you know, just accept it and allow it to be. So the driving was an example of aloha for me as well. In speaking to some of the native people, they said, you know, aloha is a way of life. It's an attitude. And you have to have the aloha spirit. And they'll talk a lot about the aloha spirit, or they'll talk about the way of aloha in terms of living your life. And so, you know, the signs that said drive with aloha was just a reminder that this is not just something you say, it's something that you're doing. It's your life. It's the way you move through your world. And, you know, as you're doing this, I mean, as I'd see these examples or people would say aloha to me, it was like I just felt myself just get warm and just feel the warmth. And the best part, I think, you know, when I was talking to a friend who originally was born in Hawaii and moved back there a number of years ago, he said, you know, Karen, the best part of aloha is when you truly live aloha and say aloha, it comes back to you in threefold. And so if you have the aloha attitude, and we know that from our new thought teachings as well, that when we approach something with a positive intention, when we extend ourselves, extend our love, that we receive so much more back than what we give. And I saw another beautiful example of that. We were in Hilo one day, and we were just, you know, hanging out. We had had some lunch, and there was some musicians on the street. And we were just sitting and watching the flow of people. And there was a homeless person. And all of a sudden, I noticed this guy stop in front of the homeless person. He just kind of looked at him. Then he turned, and he went into a restaurant that was there. And pretty soon he came out with this, like, huge takeout box that he handed to the homeless person. And the homeless person got this beautiful smile on his face. And the person who had given this beautiful gift of food, it was almost like I saw a light go on. It was like, you know how sometimes you see in movies where this light comes down and shines on them? That's what it looked like. It was like there was this beautiful light around him. And as he walked down the street, it was like people were seeing that and responding to that. And they were saying hi to him, and they were, you know, talking to him. And you could tell that he was feeling uplifted. So when we give from the aloha spirit, we get so much back in return. You know, aloha has to start by teaching ourselves to love ourselves first. Because if we can't embrace who we are, if we can't embrace our authenticity and can't love ourselves, it's pretty hard to truthfully and honestly give aloha to anybody else. We may try, but it doesn't necessarily come across very well. And I think we've all had experiences where we've either been doing that or we've been on the receiving end and saying, you know, I hear the words, but I don't feel. I don't feel anything inside. And so we have to do the full amount. We have to look and love ourselves and give aloha to ourselves before that we can turn around and give it to somebody else. one of the a person that was a really good friend of Rob and mine passed away, I guess, several years ago of a brain tumor. And in his last few years, he's somebody that I now think of having really embraced the Aloha Spirit. And he started sharing with people. He would say, you know, you got to get over yourself before you can really connect with the universal love. If you haven't gotten over yourself yet, if you haven't dealt with your own stuff, you can't be a part of this big love as fully as you want. And so he started calling it big love. You know, God's love was big love. It's there for everybody. It's out there. And, you know, but go within first and get that love for yourself, and then you can truly connect with all that God has to share and God has to offer and is always there for you, no matter what. You know, I wondered, the guiding principles talks about the oneness. In fact, the one that we focused on today. And that's another part of Aloha, a reminder that we are all one. That how we are in the world, what we do to others, what we do to ourselves, it's all connected. And that, you know, we need to kind of keep that in front of us no matter where we're at or who we're interacting with. When we were on the Big Island, we stayed with some friends, and so I was in a house with three men. I was the only female. There was a little dog named Pono. Remember Ho'oponopono, the forgiveness, Hawaiian forgiveness process? So we had a little Pono in there. We had the cat, Missy. And we had a lot of geckos that scurried around and sometimes would scare the heck out of you. You know, you'd be chopping something in the kitchen and all of a sudden this gecko would go running across the cutting board. We also had rats. If you live in Hawaii, you know that that is pretty common. It's just, you know, they're there. And, you know, I'd find myself at night hearing them scurry across the roof. And there were times when I got kind of irritated with the guys that I was hanging out with, you know, in terms of that male energy. And I started remembering, okay, I'm here in Hawaii. I'm trying to practice Aloha. And part of that practicing is remembering that we're trying not to judge. We're trying not to send negative energy out to those around us or to the things around us. And we're accepting what is there. And as soon as I started accepting the geckos, it was kind of like, it seemed like they went into slow motion. They weren't kind of scurrying as much. And the rats just kind of, you know, it was like I didn't hear them. Like Rob would say, oh, I heard those rats on the roof again last night. And I'd go, I didn't hear a thing. And I was awake longer than you. But I think it was that part of accepting that this is their space, it's their territory as well, and that we can all be here together in a place of peace and of just love. And we can really appreciate those little different aspects that are being presented to us in nature. It's kind of like that, yes, we're respecting what we see and what is in front of us, just like the Buddhist, you know, the word namaste. You know, I accept and appreciate and see that divine within you. And so that's what Aloha is as well. So according to the old priests, my friend who went back to live in Hawaii after a number of years, he said that the kahunas would say being able to live the spirit of Aloha was a way of reaching self-perfection and realization for not only our body, but our soul. And actually, a modern kahuna by the name of David Bray kind of interprets Aloha as come forward, be in unity and harmony with your real self, God and mankind. The earth, the sky, the sea are ours to care for, to cherish and protect. Be honest, truthful, patient, kind to all life forms, and humble. So it's interesting to me because You know, I always kind of like to look at a word and take it apart. And if you look at the root words that make up aloha, they kind of break out this way. Alo is means sharing in the present. So it's about the now. Oha is joyous, affection, you know, love. So present moment, being in that place of affection, joy, and love. And ha is the life energy, the breath. So if you just look at that as part of what aloha is really about, that really sums it up quite well. It's the present moment, being affectionate, in love, in joy, and embracing the life energy of all that is present. So why did I find aloha to be so stimulating for me and just, you know, something that I've now been working with since I've been back? And there are several things. One is that, you know, in my body-centered practice that I do, one of the key terms is staying grounded. And to me, aloha is about truly being grounded in who you are, in your authentic self. Being grounded in your body so you're balanced between the earth and the sky. And being grounded enough so that you can be in the moment, always in the present moment. Also, you know, it's about that balance. So aloha means we have to be in balance with everything around us. We have to be in balance with life in general. And balance is something I think we all struggle with a lot of times, balancing all the things in our lives, all the people in our lives, and knowing that that is possible. And of course, aloha to me it really embraces nature. And you know from my Native American spirituality background that nature is very important. It's a lot of times where I truly find God is being out in nature. And that aloha is all about nature. It's all about what is there, what the earth shows us, what, you know, springtime, tomorrow's our first day of spring, you know, the new plants are popping up and the buds are on the trees. And, it, you know, it reminds us right now that, yeah, things grow and there's cycles. And aloha embraces nature and honors it and reminds us about those cycles that we see every day outside in the natural world. I guess another thing I want to say about, you know, on the Big Island there's 5 volcanoes, 2 which are active. And it's, for those of you who have seen lava flow, it's quite spectacular. It's pretty amazing. Also pretty scary. And I was thinking about the people that live, especially on that island with the active flows, about what a challenge it is, because you never know where the flow is going. It may be going one direction and all of a sudden it can change its path. And you never know exactly if your place is going to be safe. There have been a number of little towns and villages that have been destroyed by lava flows on the Big Island numerous times. And, you know, you can't get insurance on your house on the Big Island. They don't insure your house. And so there's a lot of challenges with living on an island that has all this activity. And when I was talking to this old kahuna, he said, you know, I just see that as a perfect opportunity, because every day we live with a challenge, but if we really embrace aloha, if we really live the aloha spirit, we know that that challenge that we see outside of us is minor. It's just a reminder that we can get past it. We can still enjoy the beauty. We can still enjoy life. We can still enjoy those around us. And so aloha spirit is about that. It's about saying, okay, I may have this challenge, but I can get by that. I can get past it. I can move on to the next thing. You know, there's an old saying that says a picture is worth a thousand words. And when I was thinking about aloha, I was thinking, okay, what picture do I want to create when I'm interacting with a person or I'm in a situation or dealing with political issues? It's so easy if we have a disagreement with somebody or if we're uncomfortable in a situation to go to that negative thinking and to, you know, get ourselves all worked up about an issue. If we are embracing aloha, then we have a couple of choices. One is that we don't even go there, because we remind ourselves that with aloha, we don't want to project negativity to that person because it's going to come back to us or to that situation. So what picture do we want to create? What picture do we want to draw? If we do happen to do it, if I say to Kai, you know, you are really a jerk. You know, what did I just do? I put something out there and created a picture that I really don't want to look at. And, you know, we're all going to do it because we're human, right? We all say things or do things that, you know, even a minute later, we wish we wouldn't have done. So with aloha, you have the opportunity, you have the choice to say, wait a minute, I'm going to clean that slate. I'm going to paint over that picture I just drew, and I'm going to draw a new one. I'm going to create this beautiful palette, and I'm going to create the vision that I want to see and have not only out there in front of me, but reflected back at me. So that's aloha. You know, I'm going in and out with these glasses. I recently had cataract surgery, and so I can see at a distance, which is wonderful. I don't have to wear glasses ever again or buy expensive glasses. I just need these little cheaters for when I'm close up. But it was interesting as I was going through the process, because 1 week, you know, they do one eye. The second week, they do the second eye. And it was so interesting that week where I had one good eye and one bad eye, because I never thought my eyes were that bad. When my eye doctor suggested that maybe it was time to do it, I thought, well, you know, my eyes are not that bad, but, you know, I'll go for a consult. I'll check it out. And, you know, the ophthalmologist surgeon said, yeah, I think you're ready for it. So when I had this week of one good eye and one bad eye, you know, I'd go, okay, there's the good eye, there's the bad eye. And it was like, oh my gosh. I was amazed at the colors. I was amazed at, when I had the good eye covered, how much of a film there was. You know, it was like this yellow tinge to everything. And I thought, aha, that's what we do in our lives. We create these images. We create these situations. We create our world with a film many times, because we're not following the way of aloha. And if we step back and say, wait a minute, I want to be in aloha. I want to give that out. I want to extend it. Then that film goes away, and you have this beautiful, clear vision. You know, I don't know how many times when they were both, and I'd say to Rob, wow, the sky is really blue. And he'd say, yeah. And I said, no, it's really blue. And it's hard to explain it to somebody who hasn't, you know, had that experience. And so it was like, ah, here's my eyes and aloha. They're showing me some really good things. So aloha gives us an opportunity to kind of catch up with ourselves, clean up our thinking, our actions, our way of being. Sounds like new thought, doesn't it? Sounds like many of our guiding principles here at the fellowship. I guess in closing, I want to say two things. One is, we had the experience to speak with a number of people who really embrace what they call the Aloha Nation, which in some ways is the indigenous culture there on Hawaii. And basically, they kind of narrow down what they believe into three things. And it's really the foundation of law for those people who really are trying to follow the indigenous path. And it's be truthful, do no harm, and honor your word. And that, again, is a summation of what the Aloha Spirit is.
Honor your word.
Honor your word. Oh, well, you can honor your work, too, but it's all part of the same thing, isn't it? So in closing, I just am reminded by something that our dear Tommy Raines, and I know many of you knew Tommy here. Her and Max were some of the very first founders of this group. And, you know, she always used to remind us in her own way about a saying in the Course in Miracles. And she would say, you know, if you need to see something differently or looking at something differently, imagine looking through the Christ eyes. Imagine looking through God's eyes. And that's really what the Aloha Spirit is. It's about looking at life, looking at the world, looking at other people's through the Christ eyes. And so I just challenge you. You know, it's many times we say, you know, if there would just be one word that could remind me of what I'm supposed to do. To me right now, it's Aloha. You know, many times I have like a little phrase that will remind me, but since I've come back from the Big Island, it's like all I have to do is think about Aloha, and it's that one word that can kind of get me back into a place of, okay, this is how I want to be. This is how I want to show up. So I just, you know, challenge you and suggest that you play around with this concept of Aloha. And from my heart to yours, Aloha.